You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
Hello and welcome. You're listening to Money Control. My name is Rakesh, and it's time to talk about the monsoon.
Story of the day. Monsoon hits Kerala. A Money Control exclusive.
The monsoon is here, and it is the one time of the year that even business news turns into a fairly detailed weather forecast. Of course, largely because India is still, for the most part, an agrarian economy, especially in terms of employment. A good monsoon is generally good news for markets in India and for politics. Governments are known to have crumbled because of droughts following below average monsoons. Anyway, back to the rains. The southwest monsoon hit Kerala, marking the arrival of the rainy season in the country. The private weather forecaster SkyMet said the monsoon would hit the Kerala coast on the 28th of May. However, the Indian Meteorological Department in its morning bulletin declared that the monsoon would hit Kerala in the next 24 hours. One of the primary parameters for the declaration of monsoon is that 60% of 14 available stations in Kerala and the southern coast of Karnataka report rainfall of 2.5 millimeters or more for two straight days. Other parameters are that the westerly winds must be up to 15,000 feet above mean sea level and outgoing long-wave radiation should be less than 200 watt per square meter. SkyMet is clear that the monsoon arrived on Monday, even if the IMD is more comfortable with May 29th as the date that the monsoon makes landfall. The long-wave radiation is 140 watt per square meter. Rain for two consecutive days has been recorded in almost all weather stations. Even the wind criteria have matched. We can safely say that the monsoon has hit Kerala, said Mahesh Palwat, Vice President of Meteorology and Climate Change at SkyMet. In any case, IMD declared the arrival of monsoon this morning, 3 days ahead of the normal, said the Met Department. Widespread rainfall was reported across Kerala over the last 4 days. The monsoon is said to have a normal advance over the subcontinent. The US Joint Typhoon Warning Center located a low-pressure area 795 kilometers south-southeast of Kolkata, but that looks headed for northern Myanmar over the next 24 hours. So why do we care so much about this particular weather forecast? The answer, rural consumer demand and farmer suicides. Consider this. Two consecutively good monsoons, that's in 2 years, have played a key role in reviving demand for consumer goods in rural India. Executives in the consumer goods industry observe that uncertainty over the macroeconomic situation and in the job market may have dented consumer confidence in urban areas, but rural households are spending more. Two consecutive years of better monsoon in FY17 and FY18 led to better crop yields. Word of a massive hike in MSP rates has also lifted consumer confidence in rural areas. MSP for pulses has already been revised once. In certain states like Madhya Pradesh, MSP for wheat is already at its peak thanks to the upcoming state election. What it boils down to is this. Equally distributed rain usually sees a healthy uptick in demand for products from rural areas and results in an increase in rural citizens' purchasing power, which is good for Bharat Desh's economy overall. Ergo, the Indian economy is heavily dependent on monsoon rain. Sectors such as agrochemicals, FMCG, automobile, rural-focused non-banking financial service companies are likely to witness market benefits from a stable monsoon. DK Agarwal, Chairman and MD, SMC Investments and Advisors, doesn't hedge his bets when it comes to the importance of the monsoon. He told Money Control, and I quote, "Monsoon rains are the lifeblood for the Indian economy and are very critical for the farm sector, which accounts for about 15% of India's economy. There is a very strong correlation between the monsoon and the performance of the Indian economy, along with the stock market." He went on to add, and I quote, "A good monsoon creates positive reading about the economy among investors, including FIIs. A stronger economic outlook would lift the sentiments of investors, mainly companies selling products in rural areas from sectors such as FMCG, consumer goods, automobiles." Deepak Jasani, head of retail research at HDFC Securities, went on to say, and I quote, "Indian companies derive a significant portion of their earnings from the rural areas of the country. Some companies are directly dealing in the agriculture market like seeds, agrochemicals, fertilizers, etc." He went on to say that deficient or excess rainfall leading to crop losses result in lower earnings for farmers, resulting in lower rural demand and lower sales. Another sector affected due to the health of the rural economy is banks, NBFCs and microfinance institutions, unquote. Other analysts noted that banks, FMCG and the automobile sector make up more than half the Nifty's weight. Any change in the expectations of earnings in these sectors on the basis of the monsoon is positive for these stocks and to the index as a whole. So what does the overall monsoon look like this year? The Met, in its first stage of forecast, sees a normal monsoon this year, likely around 97% of the long period average. In 2017, the southwest monsoon was near normal at 95% of the long period average, but patchy. Let's define what a normal monsoon is in India. The IMD describes average or normal rainfall as between 96% and 104% of a 50-year average of 89 centimeters for the four-month rainy season that runs from June to September. You know, the months that are declared off-season by hotels in Goa. 2017 saw a healthy monsoon in general. Saurashtra and western Rajasthan received 40% excess rain, but Uttar Pradesh and Vidarbh received 30% less than average. In 2016, India received 95% of its normal monsoon rains. June and July received more than normal, while August and September saw deficits. Prior to 2016, India had weathered back-to-back droughts for 2 years. This was just the fourth time in more than 100 years, hurting incomes and driving farmers to suicide. This issue receives little coverage, but to see the impact of a good monsoon, in 2016 saw the lowest number of farmer suicides in 20 years. How many? 11,370. That is still a lot, but still fewer than 2015, which witnessed 12,602. The worst affected states are Maharashtra, Karnataka, Telangana, and Andhra Pradesh. Experts have warned that the monsoon is changing. The geographies affected in 2017 also seem to be part of a pattern, as evidence from 60 years of rainfall data shows extreme monsoon events are concentrated along a band running through central India from Saurashtra to southern Rajasthan all the way up to Assam.
This is an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
That said, the forecast for this year seems to be in the positive. Over the last 3 decades, the government's weather modelers predicted a normal monsoon in all but 5 occasions. Staying with that trend, ahead of an important election year, the Meteorological Department forecast has pegged the upcoming monsoon as normal.
Story of the day. Monsoon hits Kerala. A Money Control exclusive.